Words for Life is a recent talk by Pastor Jonathan Miller of Eastleigh Community Church in East Bentley here in Melbourne.
I'm really excited by today's message just because I think it's a fun message that God gave me today. During World War One, there was a British Army colonel who his job was mainly to liaise with the Arab sheikhs in the Middle East. And he did a really good job, and he was very successful. And of course, the British, along with the Allies, won World War One, and at least in part, it was to do with this guy. He actually became famous in the end. And part of the reason for his fame was that he kept really good journals. So his story was able to be turned into a movie. His name is Thomas Edward Lawrence, who has become known as Lawrence of Arabia. So, and there's a picture of Lawrence. That's an actual picture of Lawrence. That's what he looked like. So he, after the war had finished, he invited some of these Arab sheikhs to go back to London as guests of the crown. So they went back and he gave them a tour around England and showed them all the sights. They had an audience with the Queen. And then just before they left, he said to them that Her Majesty was very happy with their efforts and that they'd like to offer a present. Anything they wanted, just let him know and he would be happy to provide it for them. So the sheikhs had a chat amongst themselves and they said, yes, we know what we want. Can you come back to our hotel room? So he went with them back to the hotel room and they said, come into the bathroom. So he went into the bathroom with them and they pointed to the tap on the wall. And they said, we want some of those. So obviously they had no idea that the tap is connected to a whole series of pipes that eventually connects to a massive reservoir that requires all kinds of maintenance and filters and pumps and all kinds of things. They just thought these were magic taps and they wanted some of these magic taps. But we know that the taps have got no power of themselves. And in fact, they could be made out of 24 karat gold. If they're not connected into the source, they're absolutely useless. Now, I'm guessing you know where I'm going already with this about being connected into the source, and our source, of course, is God. But before I get into that, I want to talk about the taps a little bit. You see, all of those pipes and the reservoir and the pumps and the filters, they're also kind of useless without the taps. You know, you could have a massive pipe running down the middle of your street and, in fact, coming into your house. But if you haven't got any taps, that's not going to be helpful at all. Now, I'm not saying that God is useless. Obviously, you know, God is able to be the source for absolutely unlimited number of taps. But God does need taps. So if you've ever been to Bunnings, or particularly to the tap aisle in Bunnings, you'll know that there are lots of different kinds of taps. There are different styles of taps, and there are different functions of taps. So if my wife sends me to bring back a bathroom tap, and I come back with that, she's not going to be happy. And if I go, and I go back to Bunnings and I come back with that, she's still not going to be happy. On the other hand, if I ask her to go to Bunnings and bring me a tap to attach the garden hose and she comes back with that, I'm not going to be happy. So, which is the best tap? Well, it's nonsense, right? There is no such thing as the best tap. The taps have different functions. The issue isn't which is the best one. The issue is which is the most appropriate tap for the use. Different taps are more suited to different situations. When Tea Time and I were in America, we both did street ministry, but we did different street ministries. I joined up with a group of crazies, and crazy missionaries, I should say. and we walked the streets. We carried bags of sandwiches and undies and socks and just things that people that were on the street might need. And we would just walk the same block every week, or the same couple of blocks, and then we ended up outside a church. And it wasn't, it's just a coincidence we were outside the church. The reason we ended up outside the church is that the source had a tap. Again, just a coincidence, but a nice one for my story. And it happened to be that it was the only place in the city where they could, the street people could get water, because the city didn't really want them there, but the church didn't care, and they had a tap outside the front of their church, and that's where they collected. So that was a ministry that I did. Now, Titan joined up with a group that facilitated, surprisingly enough, artworks for homeless people. So they created the space, they gave them the materials, they sold the art, and then gave all the proceeds back to the artists. Now, if I had been in her ministry, I would have been useless. Well, pretty much. I mean, art's just not my thing. But on the other hand, if she'd been walking the streets with me, it just wouldn't have worked for her either. That's just not her thing. But in our own environment, we were able to be very helpful. We found where we were able to be good taps, where we were able to plug in and be helpful. So, what kind of tap are you? Now remember, if you're breathing, then don't tell me you're not a tap. You're a tap. God has a plan. He has a way to use you. He has a way for you to plug in. Your job is to work out what kind of tap you are and then make sure you're plugged in at the right point. So Stephen often tells us, sorry, I should have warned you. Stephen often tells us about his ministry in university, where he taps into the campus and is able to go and speak to the students there. Russell, should have warned you too. I was about to. I got distracted. Russell, we know, is active in his office environment at spreading the word. And it's awesome that they have found their places. They know what kind of taps they are. And they know where to plug in. Because I reckon if you took Russell down to the university and set him loose, he'd probably get thrown off the university. On the other hand, if you took Stephen and let him loose in Russell's office, he'd probably be arrested. But they've found their spots, you know, and that's the point. So your job is to work out what kind of tap you are and work out where you plug in. Because we've got one university and we've got one office covered. But who's going to be the tap in the bowls club? And who's going to be the tap down at the pub? And who's going to be the tap in the bingo hall? And who's going to be the tap at the sports club? And who's going to be the tap in your street? And who's going to be the tap in your family? There are lots of opportunities to deliver the source. And it's not going to happen if you don't plug in and you don't bring what the source has behind it. Now, I don't know why God needs taps. You'd think he's God, he can do whatever, right? And he doesn't always. It's true, we heard the story this morning of where God just showed up and spoke. But that's kind of rare. What usually happens, God's MO, method of operation, is he works through us, creaky old taps. Well, some of us are shiny, some of us are not so shiny anymore. But it doesn't matter what the tap looks like. If the tap is plugged in, the tap can be helpful, and that's what God does. Again, I don't know why he chooses to do that way, but I know that he does. So we have a mission. We have something to do. So let's get back to our story. Remember that the sheikhs, they had no idea what was behind the wall. They had no idea how the whole thing worked. They had no idea of the source. But we know our source. We've got a good idea of our source. So let me tell you a story about our source. So this is a story from 2 Kings. It's about the prophet Elisha. Elisha was Elijah's disciple. So the wife of a man from the company of prophets, that's the group of prophets that hang out together, and Elisha was the head of them. So the wife of a man cried out to Elisha, "Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that he revered the Lord, but now his creditor is coming to take my two boys as his slaves." Elisha replied to her, "How can I help you? Tell me what you have in your house." Your servant has nothing there at all, she said, except a small jar of olive oil. Elisha said, go around and ask your neighbours for empty jars. Don't ask for just a few jars. Then go inside and shut the door the door behind you and your sons. Pour oil into all the jars, and as each is filled, put it to one side. She left him and shut the door behind her and her sons. They brought the jars to her, and she kept pouring. When all the jars were full, she said to her son, bring me another one. But he replied, there is not a jar left. Then the oil stopped flowing. I love this story. Now, there are two things that I think are important for us about this story. The first thing is, what Elisha asked the woman to do was crazy. She had one small jar, and he said, go and get all the jars that you can, and just keep pouring and fill them up. Now, if Elisha had said that to me, I would have said, you are nuts. You've got no idea what you're talking about. I've got one little jar. It's not going to happen. But she didn't. She just did what she was asked to do, and it worked. So sometimes God might ask you to do things that seem a little wacko, right? So I'm asking, if that happens, don't be saying, it's not going to work, that can't possibly happen. You need to take off sometimes that logical brain. Now, I'm not saying our faith needs to be unfounded. We've got plenty of reasons for our faith. But there might be some actions that you are specifically called to that seem crazy. And if you're sure that it's God asking you, turn off that logical brain, turn on the faith brain, and just do it. That's the only way you're going to see this abundance flow. It's by just being obedient to whatever the crazy stuff is that God asks you to do. The second thing is to notice, the oil kept flowing until the jars were full. The oil never ran out. And no doubt, if she had gotten more jars, we get a clear sense, it just would have kept going. So God's abundant, amazing, outpouring flow is only limited by our ability to receive it. We need to have greater expectations. We need to be able to receive all that God has for us. God is a never-ending, abundant flow, an amazing source for us. It's only limited by our ability to receive it. So that's our God. That's what's available to us. The key is for us to plug into the source. So, how do we plug into the source? I can hear you all asking. That's what we need to know. Jesus gave us a pretty clear answer. So this is a story about Jesus healing a demon-possessed boy. So it's in Matthew and in Mark, and I'm going to give you the Mark version. So a man in the crowd said, teacher, I brought my son who is possessed by a spirit that has robbed him of speech. Whenever it seizes him, it throws him to the ground. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive out the spirit, but they could not. So they brought him. When the spirit saw Jesus, it immediately threw the boy into convulsion. He fell to the ground and rolled around, foaming at the mouth. All kinds of fun. When Jesus saw that the crowd was running to the scene, he rebuked the impure spirit. You, deaf and mute spirit, he said, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again. The spirit shrieked, convulsed him violently, and came out. The boy looked so much like a corpse that many said he's dead. But Jesus took him by the hand, lifted him to his feet, and he stood up. And after Jesus had gone indoors, his disciples asked him privately, why couldn't we drive it out? Here, Jesus replied, this kind can only come out by prayer and fasting. If you want to tap into the source that has the kind of power that can drive out particularly nasty demons, Jesus has given us a couple of really good recommendations about how we can hook into that source, prayer and fasting. I've got a few other suggestions of some other activities that we can also do to hook into the source. Let's have a look at what Paul did to hook into the source. This is a story about him being in jail once again, as was Paul's wont to do. This time he was in jail with his mate Silas, and they'd just been beaten So they were beaten, they were in chains, they were in the heart of the jail. And then about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open and everyone's chains came loose. Do you think there might be some power in worshipping? If you can worship in the heart of adversity, you have an access to the source. You have access to that power. And you can provide watering for all those that are around you. Another one, of course, is reading the Bible. I'm going to have a look at one verse about reading the Bible. 2 Timothy, all scripture is inspired by God and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God, or woman, or person of God, may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. That sounds like something that would happen to someone that's plugged into the source. Probably don't need to say more about that. Prayer, fasting, worship, reading, or listening to the Bible, you know, they mainly listened. There wasn't so much listening, reading in those days. There wasn't that many people that could read. So listening was a thing. And we can do that now too. We've got Bible apps on our phones or CDs that we can plug in. You don't have to read if you don't want to. You just find a way to listen to it as well. But every time I find it, when I'm reading the Bible, it just connects me back into God. And the last way that I'm going to give you a suggestion today is to hook into the source, is to come to church or to connect groups or both. Luke said it this way. Let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another. When we're plugged in to the source, we are able to water and encourage and be helpful for each other. But we have to meet with each other. So, what's the take home from today? Work out what kind of a tap you are. No tap is better than any other. You're each made individually in your own way. It's kind of back to that whole different parts of the body story. It's okay, whatever it is, but you need to work out what kind of a tap, what kind of a person, what your personality, what you can do, what turns you on, what makes you work. What kind of a tap are you? And then, probably even more importantly, you've got to work out where do you plug in. Where is your particular unique personality set of being, set of traits, where is that going to be most effective? So work out what kind of a tap you are, work out where you can plug in, and then stay connected to the source so that you have something to flow out with. And we stay connected to the source through prayer, fasting, worship, reading or listening to the Bible, and through being in community that has been connected with other Christians. So that's it. Nice short one today. But let's water people. Let's water our schools. Let's water our workplaces. Let's water the pubs and the sports clubs. And let's water our streets. And let's water our homes. Yeah. Thank you, Lord, for being our source. Thank you for making us all different kinds of taps. One tap does not suit all. And you have created us differently so that you can use us in different ways. So Lord, I pray that you give us wisdom, understanding, knowledge of who we are ourselves and of where you want us to be effective for you, where it is that you want us to be plugged in so that we can water our communities. And then, Lord, let your abundance flow through us so that we can be an effective witness, so that we can bring your living water to all the places that need it, which is just everywhere. Thank you for being a never-ending source that you never run out, that you never run dry, and for using us well. In Jesus' name, amen. Words for